This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. الحمد لله. We are here for our final live session for the seminar "Deception: A Study of the Shaytan." We've been doing a few live sessions to have people understand, give them a peek into what the seminar is about and how we study the Shaytan. Before I get started with today's topic, which is prophetic advice to deal with the Shaytan, and I have some very special advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to share with you today, inshallah. But before I get started with that, let me just get a quick, let me get to know you a little bit. Where are you joining us from, inshallah? Leave it in the comments. I do have access to the comments, so I'll try to read that, and I'd love to see where you're joining us from. So your name, if it pops up, and wherever you're joining us from, inshallah ta'ala, that'd be great. I'd love to see it. It always, I don't want to say it doesn't surprise me anymore, but it always makes me feel good that people are joining us from all over the world and we're able to connect in this way. So I see Dina from Portland, Oregon, Hafsa from Bosnia, mashallah. I'm sure there's a story there. I'm not gonna ask what the story is right now. Sister Hafsa being in Bosnia. We have Facebook user, mashallah, Facebook user from Australia, Chris from Belgium, mashallah. It's like the corners for me, at least sitting in America. These are like the corners of the world. So it is very heartwarming for me to see people join from all over Manchester. UK. I love the UK. SubhanAllah, it's one of my favorite places to go and teach. To me, the UK is just like America, which is flavored just a little bit differently. So there's a lot that I connect with when it comes to the British audience. So I love being there. Alhamdulillah. My kids will attend the class, inshallah. I'm looking forward to having your kids, 16 and 14. I think that's a great age to attend this seminar. My nephew attended this seminar in Houston, actually, my brother's son, and he was, I believe, around that age, and he had a good time, alhamdulillah, and he said he learned a lot as well. At least he told me he learned a lot, so that was great. We have Saba from UK, mashallah, Qayyum from Birmingham, UK. Very good, alhamdulillah. I see we have quite a few people from the UK. What time is it in the UK right now? I think you guys are about 5 hours ahead of me, I believe. So it's 11 right now, getting close to midnight. But thank you for joining us, alhamdulillah. We have Saria from Bangladesh, mashallah, awesome. Other side of the world, 11 o'clock, alhamdulillah. So thank you to everyone who's joining us today. It's great to have you. I'm here by myself today, and I'm looking forward to speaking to all of you. So I want to get into the topic, but before I get into the topic, if you don't know already, I'm sure you've heard it by now, you've seen all the posts and everything, but these live sessions, they're sponsored by this online seminar that we have with Al Maghrib called Deception, A Study of the Shaytan. This is my seminar that I've been teaching for years now, and this is, I would say, probably my most requested seminar, and it's one of those seminars that has a lot of misconceptions surrounding, and I think almost all of my seminars have misconceptions. So, like, people have a certain view when they hear the name or the title, and then they are, inshallah, pleasantly surprised when they attend the seminar. So this seminar deals with the shaytan. You know, when I say shaytan, people immediately think of, you know, the devil, and certain images come to their mind, and maybe the story of the shaytan, and people think, yeah, like, okay, that's great to hear about the shaytan, but really, how does this affect my life? And for me, I actually refuse to teach a seminar. One of my conditions for Al-Maghrib is I will not teach a seminar until it fulfills two conditions. And if you've taken a seminar with me before, you've heard me say this many times. But the first condition is that I'm personally passionate about the topic. If I'm not personally passionate about the topic, then I won't teach it, simply because I don't think it's fair to expect those who are joining me, those who are learning with me, to be passionate about something that I'm not passionate about myself. So that's the first condition. The second condition is that the seminar has to be practical. and has to have immediate utility, meaning we can apply it in our lives right now. And part of that is spiritual growth. So whatever the topic is, if it's not bringing us closer to Allah, if it's not helping us become better Muslims, better human beings, if it's not helping our relationships, if it's not helping our life as a whole, then for me, it's always missing something. And so this is one of those topics that very much fulfills those two conditions because of, you know, as I said, I'm very passionate about this topic, but also it is immediately practical. And a lot of times people, when they hear topics like this, that technically belong in the category of theology or aqidah, you know, people have this perception that it's just like information that has no real practical, no practical application in our lives. And even on a spiritual level, you know, maybe some spiritual benefit, but not, you know, maybe not that much. But what people, and this is my, you know, my experience in teaching the seminar is that those who attend this seminar very much feel the spiritual impact of this seminar. And that is really the goal of this seminar. So today, inshallah ta'ala, I want to talk about one specific advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is one of those advices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that on first read of this particular narration, which I'm going to share today, and some of you may have heard this narration, I think sometimes people don't really understand the true implications of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. And so the narration I'm going to share with you today is the narration of Safiya bint Huyay, who was the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. And so this is an incident that she tells us about, you know, what happened. And she says that one night the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was making i'tikaf in the masjid. And i'tikaf, if you don't know, is to spend time in the masjid for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stay in the masjid and disconnect from what is outside of the masjid to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like alone time with Allah in the masjid. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing. And Safiya radiallahu anha, as we said, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she says, one night I went to go visit him. And after visiting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the masjid, she says, I spoke to him for some time and I got up to leave. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he decided to accompany me home. And this is what seems to be happening is this is late in the night. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wanted to walk her home, take her home. He didn't want her to go home by herself. And so she says that as we were walking, we came across two men. So there's two men who saw us. And actually, she specifically mentions there were two Ansari men. And by Ansari men, what this means is they were residents of Medina, meaning they were not in a foreign land. This is the city of Medina, and they're from Medina. This is not something strange to them. They're not in a strange land, and you understand the importance of that in a little bit, inshallah. But she says, we came across two Ansari men. Two Ansari men walked by us, and what happened is that as they were walking by, they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they saw Safiya, and they began to walk quickly, meaning so they're just walking at a normal pace. And then they see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then when they see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they begin to walk away quickly. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says to them, "Don't rush, for this is Safiya. This is Safiya, hadi Safiya bint Huyay. This is Safiya, the daughter of Huyay." He identifies who this is, and they respond and they say, "Subhanallah, Subhanallah, ya Rasulullah." And I want to pause here because usually at this point, if you haven't heard me explain this before, or you haven't heard the explanation of this before, it's sometimes hard to understand what is really happening here. And it's a little bit of an uncomfortable conversation to really talk about what is actually happening here. And so, you know, that's why sometimes it doesn't get mentioned, but I think it's important to talk about what is actually happening here. What is happening here is that these two men, they see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's like late in the night. They see that he is with a woman. Now, because it's nighttime, because it's dark, they don't know who this is. They don't know who the woman is. Now, they begin to walk away. They see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't want to, you know, delve into it too much. So they begin to walk away quickly. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "You don't need to rush away. This is my wife." Meaning, don't think that I'm with some woman who is not related to me, a woman who that I'm not mahram to, nothing odd or strange or immoral is happening here. And this is why, like I said, some people don't like to, you know, even delve into what is actually happening, but that is what is happening. And so they respond and they say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Ya Rasulullah, meaning we would never think that of you. We wouldn't think that you're out in the middle of the night with some woman who is not related to you, right? That something shady is happening. They said, Subhanallah, we would never think that, O Messenger of Allah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responds, and this is where the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes. He says, "Inna shaytan yajri min al insan majra dam." He says, "Certainly the shaytan flows through human beings like the flowing of blood." Now, what does this mean? Well, if you think about the blood flowing through your body right now, and what I'd like for you to do, if you're listening to this right now, is I'd like for you to think about the fact that right now, sitting here, I assume most of you are sitting. You could be, you know, driving or standing. That's fine as well. But whatever you're doing, as long as you're alive, there is blood constantly flowing through your body right now. Now, the reality of that is a couple of things. Number one, if we don't think about it, we may not even be conscious of it. As a matter of fact, I would assume that the majority of people go about their day and they don't even think about how the heart is constantly pumping blood through our body. Our veins are constantly, like, there's blood flowing through our body, but we're not really aware of it. We're not conscious of it. We don't even think about it. When someone tells us of it, we might think about it. And so the Prophet ﷺ is saying, this is like the shaytan with human beings. That just because you don't think about the shaytan doesn't mean the shaytan doesn't exist, or doesn't mean that the shaytan doesn't try to deceive us or to take us away from the worship of Allah and take us away from the obedience of Allah to cause us distress. It doesn't mean the shaytan stops. We may not be cognizant. We may not be aware of it. We may not think about it, even though, you know, I'd imagine most people listening right now, they've heard of the shaytan and they know that the shaytan's a bad guy and so on and so forth. We've all heard things like that. But to be conscious of the shaytan is another matter. To be conscious of the shaytan and to really think about, you know what, even if I'm not thinking about the shaytan, it doesn't mean the influence of the shaytan is gone. That's the first thing. The second thing is how intimate and how close is the blood in our body to us. Like, it's literally within our body, right? It's that close. And that is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the shaytan when it comes to human beings. That is how close the shaytan is to us. Like the blood flows through our body, just like that, right? As I said, first thing being, we may not be aware of it, but something that is so close to us and we're not aware of it, but that is how close the shaytan is. And also the effect that that has upon us, right? The reality is that when the relationship between the blood flowing through our body and the wellness of our body, look, I'm not a doctor, but you can talk to doctors and they'll tell you if the blood stops flowing, there's a big problem, right? That is the serious impact. That is the importance. That is the connection of the blood to our bodies. Likewise, the shaytan can have that type of an effect on us. And once again, we may not be aware of it, but it doesn't mean that that influence stops, that the shaytan just stops working. And so these are just a few points of how the Prophet, the importance of how the Prophet described the shaytan when it comes to us as human beings. And so he says this, and then the Prophet, he says, وَإِنِّي خَشِيت. He said, what I feared is that the shaytan would put some evil thought into your hearts. So he says, look, the shaytan is that close to you. That is the level of impact, of influence that the shaytan has upon you, even when you're not aware. And so I feared that the shaytan would put some bad thought, some evil thought into your hearts. And so now here this is another level. And so what is the Prophet ﷺ saying here? And, you know, sometimes people say, like, you know, why did, and this is, you know, weird to say this as well, but I just want to clarify this doubt or this incorrect understanding of this hadith. You may hear someone say, well, did the Prophet ﷺ assume the worst in them, right? Because, you know, we don't want to assume, it's not good to assume bad in people, right? Bad assumptions. So when the Prophet ﷺ said, no, this is my wife, is he assuming that they would think bad of him? And the answer is no. He's not assuming bad of them. What he is telling them, what he is teaching them, what is teaching us, the advice that the Prophet ﷺ is giving us, what he is saying to these companions is, look, I don't fear that you would think bad of me. Right? These are the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. They're two Ansari men. He said, however, if you're not aware of the shaytan can influence you where you may begin to have bad thoughts. And I mention this because sometimes, subhanAllah, I know that when someone thinks something bad about us, sometimes it's a close one. It may be a close friend, maybe a relative, sometimes it's a spouse, that they make an assumption about us. They think something bad about us, and we're so deeply offended. We're like, out of all the people, like, you're going to think bad about me? Right? Don't you know me? Don't you understand me? And someone who has studied the shaytan, someone who's taken this seminar, they should not and will not and probably they won't be surprised, because they know that the person can have the best intentions in the world, but if they're not protecting themselves against the shaytan, then the shaytan can influence the way they think. And so the person may come with a pure heart. And here the Prophet ﷺ, he said, I feared the shaytan would put an evil thought into your hearts. And that tells us that the shaytan wages his battle in our hearts. That is the battleground of the shaytan, that's where he's trying to attack us. And the reality of the hearts is no one has access to our heart. No one knows the problems that are occurring in our heart, but the shaytan has access to our hearts. And so that becomes a personal responsibility now. We are now responsible for ourselves. No one can come and say, hey, listen, you got to fight the shaytan. And so it's, they don't know what the shaytan is doing to our hearts. Who knows? We know. And so we have to take personal responsibility to fight the shaytan. And so here the Prophet is telling the companions, listen, you have to be aware. You have to know that this is how close the shaytan is to you. That even though you would not think anything bad of me, and think about, this is amazing here, think about who the Prophet is speaking to. Not an average person. The Prophet is speaking to the best of generations, the Sahaba. That if they can be influenced by the shaytan, then who are we to live our lives and say, you know, I don't need to learn about the shaytan, and, you know, I'm good to go. Like, I know the story of the shaytan. I know the shaytan's a bad guy, and so on and so forth. And even people who've learned about the shaytan, who are we to say, I don't need to be reminded? I don't need to refocus my energy when it comes to defeating and fighting against the shaytan. And the other question is, how many different aspects of our lives are affected by those evil or those bad thoughts? Sometimes there's the reality of what is happening, and then there's our perception of what is happening. And this is a method of deception that we talk about in the seminar, called the distortion of reality, how the shaytan distorts reality for us. And sometimes all of that distortion happens inside our hearts. We don't even realize it's happening. We don't, that our perception is being molded through what we are thinking and feeling on the inside. And that is where the shaytan is attacking, right? That is where a lot of this takes place. So here the advice of the Prophet ﷺ is take care of your heart. Take care of what is happening inside. Take care of that internal dialogue. Take care. Be mindful of the whispers of the shaytan. In the seminar, we mentioned many different methods of deception and how the shaytan will use those methods of deception and wage that war against us. And as I said, sometimes, you know, the outside world has no idea that the shaytan is attacking us. The shaytan is deceiving us, because it's all happening in our hearts. So this is the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here. That look, he's saying, I don't fear that the two of you would have a bad thought about me. And the other thing here, subhanAllah, we talked about who is the Prophet sallallahu addressing here? The companions, right? The best generation. But look at who is the one who they could have had a bad assumption about. Not any random person. This is the best of Allah's creation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if the shaytan can influence someone to have a bad thought about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then why do we think that we are safe? Why are we so surprised when someone thinks bad about us? When someone has a bad assumption about us? When someone makes these huge, you know, assumptions about us? We actually shouldn't be surprised. It shouldn't be a shock to us if we understand the influence of the shaytan, how shaytan can influence a person's heart, right? And that when the person's not aware. So this is, subhanAllah, this is the advice of the Prophet here, is take care of your hearts. and take care of that internal dialogue and be aware of that internal dialogue and that whispering of the shaitan. And in the seminar, actually, we go into more detail regarding the whispers of the shaitan and that internal dialogue that we have, and how simply being aware of that helps us defeat the shaitan when it comes to how the shaitan may attack us, right? And that helps us. It only helps us. It only brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It helps our spirituality. And not only that, it helps us in our relationships. It helps us in our dealings with other people. You know, I often talk about road rage and how, you know, when we react to road rage, what is happening there, right? Well, the problems are happening in our heart, right? Because that internal dialogue is something that may trigger us to respond in a bad way, right? And even, you know, somebody's trolling online, they're mentioning bad comments online or whatever, you know, they may say all that stuff, but the response is up to me. The response is up to the one who's listening to it. So do we allow that? Do we take it? Do we internalize it and say, you know, how dare this person say this and say that, and that's so offensive and blah, blah, blah. That's all internal dialogue. And that may lead to me saying, how dare you, and want to feed the trolls. But we don't feed the trolls, right? Because we know that's what they want. They just want the attention. But we don't want to give them that attention. So instead, we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we fight those internal thoughts and those internal dialogue, that internal dialogue and those whisperings from the shaitan. And so that is one piece of advice that I wanted to share with you today, inshallah ta'ala. And there's a lot more that we cover in this seminar. And so, you know, today is actually, from what I've been told, today is the last day to register for the seminar. I believe the seminar closes tomorrow. And after this, inshallah ta'ala, once the seminar is closed, we're going to start our live Q&As, our live sessions for this seminar. So if you haven't registered yet, go register right now. I believe it's almaghrib.online. I believe it's on your screen. Go check it out. Last day to register. I always really enjoy teaching this seminar. I find a lot of benefit in it. For myself, first and foremost, and I talked about this yesterday as well, but it's one of those seminars that brings me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It strengthens me, actually, subhanAllah. It gives me strength when it comes to, you know, it's easy to get overwhelmed with all the things happening in the world, and, you know, whether it be world problems or personal problems and personal issues and just dealing with everything that's happening in our lives. This seminar gives, inshallah ta'ala, this seminar gives us clarity and gives us hope. And gives us a clear path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gives us a sense of control. And really, the point of the seminar is to empower us so that we feel empowered against the shaitan and empowered against things that we may sometimes feel like we don't really have control over. And really, that is the purpose of the seminar. So I hope you're able to join me, inshallah ta'ala, in the seminar. And as I said, this is the final day. So please register. But I did want to take a few moments, inshallah ta'ala, and address any questions that you may have regarding what we talked about today. As I said, this is one of the many advices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the shaitan. And in the seminar, the beauty of the seminar is that I get to go into detail that we simply can't do in like a one quick live session. So that is why, you know, this seminar is really designed, and it was recorded, it was done for an online audience. It's tailored to, you know, those people who may not be able to travel to a city and actually take this seminar in person, especially during COVID and quarantine. I think it's, alhamdulillah, it's excellent that Al-Maghrib was able to, you know, present this seminar online. So I hope you can join me. So in the meantime, as I said, any questions you have, I can look at the comments, I believe, on Facebook and on YouTube, I believe. They're coming up. They're showing up on my screen. So if you want to ask any questions, go ahead and do so right now, and I'll try my best to answer your questions. And I see we have someone joining us from Canada, alhamdulillah. Can the shaitan know and read our thoughts? That's an excellent question from KS. Okay, so this is something we actually discuss in the seminar in detail. And there is a difference of opinion amongst the scholars regarding this issue. Does the shaitan have access to our thoughts? Some say that no, the shaitan simply knows us and he studies our actions and he studies our behavior, and that's how the shaitan knows us. And yet other scholars say that the shaitan has access to our thoughts. And I actually lean towards the latter opinion, that indeed the shaitan does indeed have access to our thoughts. And this hadith that I mentioned today is one of the evidences of that, that indeed the shaitan knows what we're thinking and he knows our thoughts, and that is how he whispers to us. And that is how he knows what to whisper to try and mislead us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But if you want more detail regarding this topic, we do talk about this in the seminar in more detail, inshallah ta'ala. Irvin said, can you speak more about shaitan and its relation to blood? Okay, so this is something that we go over in the seminar as well, the issue of, you know, this particular issue of the shaitan flowing through our blood. Once again, some scholars took this literally, that the shaitan literally flows through our blood, and yet other scholars say that, you know, this is the Prophet ﷺ is giving a metaphor for the relationship of the shaitan to us, so that the shaitan may not literally flow through us, but that is like the influence of the shaitan. And look, if we don't study the shaitan, if we don't understand the shaitan, if we don't understand how the shaitan works, there's a whole section in this seminar called the abilities of the shaitan. We talk about what abilities does the shaitan actually have? And this is where it comes up. Do we talk about, does the shaitan have the ability to access our thoughts? And does he actually flow through our blood? And so if we don't understand the abilities of the shaitan, we won't know how to protect ourselves. So first and foremost, that information is absolutely vital for us to understand how the shaitan actually works. There are those abilities, and then we actually take it to another level. There's a section in the seminar where we talk about the psychology of the shaitan. And we talk about how the shaitan thinks, what motivates the shaitan, because my goal for this seminar is that we really get to know and understand the shaitan. Look, you cannot defeat the shaitan unless you know and understand the shaitan. It's as simple as that. That, you know, and there's so many misconceptions as well. There's so many misconceptions about the shaitan, and that people simply don't truly understand, you know, how the shaitan works and what the shaitan's abilities are, and even the methods of deception of the shaitan. And that actually leads to a lot of problems when it comes to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the shaitan then becomes able to mislead us. And so that is why it is vital, it is so important for us to really study and understand the shaitan. Someone is saying, salams, wa alaykum as-salam, will you be covering the role of the qareen in relation to the to shaitan? Absolutely. We discuss the qareen, who the qurana are. We get into that and we explain that in detail, inshallah ta'ala. Excellent question. Someone said, that's interesting that shaitan listening to our thoughts. Sounds true. Metaphors can be absolutely, absolutely. And I think a lot of people, once you begin to understand this, you know, and I don't want people to feel, subhanAllah, weak against the shaitan. And so that I'm very cognizant of that, that this will only, inshallah, empower you against the shaitan. That once you know and understand the shaitan, it'll empower you to be able to defeat the shaitan, inshallah ta'ala. Can shaitan influence other people to harm or misguide us? This is a little bit of a deeper question and requires more explanation than what I want to give right now, because of how short we are in time. In a way, yes, but the detail of this, inshallah ta'ala, we discuss in the seminar. So check out the seminar where we get into detail of how the shaitan may influence an individual to harm somebody else, how that may happen. So definitely check out the seminar to get the answer to that, inshallah. We can discuss it as well. If you have any further questions, once you have studied what we have said in the seminar, you can check that out, inshallah ta'ala. Any more questions? I'll take one or two more questions before we end. If we miss any part of the live class, will it be recorded? Yeah, absolutely. Everything that we do live is recorded. And if you sign up for the seminar, I've been told that you have lifetime access. Lifetime access, inshallah ta'ala. Anytime you want to go back to the seminar, let's say you take the seminar today, and then 2 years later you have children, and those children start to get older, and you want to say, hey, I want to teach my kids about the shaitan, and how do I talk to my kids about the shaitan? How do I introduce the topic of the shaitan? What is the correct understanding of the shaitan? You want to go back and review what we studied, inshallah ta'ala, you have lifetime access to this information and to the discussions that we have. So you can check that out, inshallah ta'ala. How to defeat the attacks of the shaytan? Excellent question. That is what this whole seminar is about, inshallah ta'ala. That is what this whole seminar is dedicated to. Brother Muhammad Irfan Ali asked this question. Excellent question. That is what this seminar is about, inshallah ta'ala. I'll take a last question. I was told that the shaytan lives in the bathroom. Now, I'm trying to keep my house shoe free, but I was told that we have to wear shoes in the bathroom. Can you clarify that? Okay. This is something that, once again, you know, this is a seminar designed to answer pretty much any, I thought to myself, any and every question that someone would have about the shaytan, I want it to be covered in this seminar, inshallah. So we do talk about where the shaytan lives. Does the shaytan have a residing place? What is that residing place? Places of najasa, places of impurity, or places of filth. What is their relationship to the shaytan? We get to that in detail, inshallah ta'ala, in the seminar. So before I end for the day, those of you who have been attending these live sessions regularly, it's been a pleasure to have all of you. And thank you to everyone who joined us. Thank you to everyone who's been contributing, asking questions. It's been a pleasure for me. I look forward to talking with you further, inshallah ta'ala, in this seminar. So I know many of you are saying already subscribed, already signed up. Alhamdulillah, look forward to seeing you. Those of you who haven't signed up, today's the last day. Please go ahead and sign up, and I will continue this conversation with you, inshallah ta'ala, in the seminar. And for me, you know, teaching is not just for, I don't like it to be a one-way street where it's just me talking. To me, discussions are very important. I want to hear from you as well. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear what questions you have, or what matters you want clarification on, or what you may know about the shaytan, and how we can maybe clarify what your understanding of the shaytan may be, inshallah ta'ala. So we will have live sessions as well, where inshallah we can get all of those questions addressed, and we can have discussions regarding the seminar. So once again, before I close, almaghrib.online, go ahead and sign up. And inshallah ta'ala, I will see you there. Until next time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.